A developing story, as we've been telling you, out of Egypt and the condition of its former leader, Hosni Mubarak. A security representative says Mubarak is on life support after his heart stopped as he arrived at a military hospital from prison. The state news agency says the 84-year-old was clinically dead when he got to the medical facility. It says doctors used a defibrillator on him several times. CNN also reporting tonight that Mubarak is in a coma.
The developments add further layers to what is threatening to become a new chapter of unrest and political power struggles in Egypt, 16 months after Mubarak was booted. Egyptians gathering in Tahrir Square again tonight are uncertain about Mubarak's fate, about who will succeed him, and about whether his successor will have any power. Let's go live now to former U.S. Ambassador to Egypt, Daniel Kurtzer. Thanks for joining us, Ambassador.
My pleasure.
What effect is Mubarak's condition, whatever it is, having on Egypt tonight? What effect could his death have on the public?
Well, in practical terms, it really won't have much political effect. There's going to be an emotional release that some people will feel. They've wanted him tried, and now they've seen him convicted. I think some people will be hurt that he's not going to be punished by the system. But in practical terms, the politics of Egypt are unaffected by this development.
You're suggesting then it's a celebratory atmosphere as a result of these developments?
I think a large portion of that population will be happy to see him go. They were happy last year, and they've wanted him punished. I think there's a sense of revenge that's taken hold in some quarters. Obviously, we saw in the presidential campaign, there is still a strong minority, it appears, that is supportive of the system that Mubarak put into place. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of mourning of Mubarak personally.
So you think it will have no impact on the election process, even though Mubarak's surrogate and a member of the Muslim Brotherhood are up against each other and the results are going to be announced on Thursday?
Yeah, I don't believe so. I think the tumult surrounding the election, crowds gathering at Tahrir, protesting on both sides, believing that there were irregularities, the charges of corrupt practices in the election, I think those are the issues that really have to be watched. The Mubarak issue is a question now of legacy and of moving on. But the politics of Egypt are really in turmoil right now.
Depending on how things go election-wise later this week, let's talk about the prestige of the U.S. Pentagon at stake here, the relationship between the U.S. and Egypt. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, we've tried very hard over the past 16 months to maintain a strong relationship with Egypt, even though things are changing out from under us. And I'm sure that's going to be a part of the U.S. effort. You've seen in the last few days how U.S. spokesmen have been encouraging the military in Egypt to make sure that they go through with the transition. And I think that's the line that we're likely to see continue out of Washington.
If Mubarak does die, how do you think the country will handle his death? What kind of funeral will they have?
Well, I think the military will probably give him a funeral with some degree of military honors, but fairly low key. I don't think they want it to become a kind of flashpoint for any kind of upheaval that may take place. So there won't be a big state funeral, but he still represents for a significant minority, at least within that population, a leader of long standing, 30 years, and coming from the military, I think they'll want to at least send him off in some proper manner.
You talked about the military moving on in a political sense. How is that likely to play out? What would cause the U.S. to pull the trigger and back off on its funding of the Egyptian military? Is that something we should consider?
Well, that's really the big question. Over the last week and a half or so, the military has sent some unmistakable signals that it doesn't want to pull back or step aside, but rather wants to continue to influence politics directly. And that has prompted the administration to send its own messages, basically saying, you made the commitment to step aside after the elections, and we're going to hold you to it. The administration gave the military a pass a few months ago in the middle of that NGO crisis when it waived the provisions of aid and decided to continue aid. But if the military balks and stands firm without the handing over power, I think there will be a real crisis in our relationship with Egypt.
What about this summer? Do you think it will be a very tough one for Egypt, given what's going on there now?
Well, I think the two key barometers to measure this, number one, Will the Election Commission actually produce a result tomorrow that's credible? There are reports today that I've gotten out of Cairo that suggest that there are charges of massive fraud, which the Election Commission is investigating. And this cuts both ways. If they don't produce a result tomorrow, then Friday is going to be really hot as everybody takes to the street believing that there's some game going on. The second big issue is, assuming that the election is completed, does the military step aside as it's promised to do so by the end of June? If it does not, then this will also make for a very hot summer.
Thank you so much, Ambassador.
My pleasure.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Egypt, Daniel Kurtzer.